Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Champs Out Last, the podcast where we just chat shit about wrestling. I'm your host, Andrew, and as always, joined by Lee. How are you, mate? You good?
Yep, not too shabby, mate, yourself?
I am, mate. Yeah, I'm pretty good. Yeah. The sun is shining today. So naturally, I've spent it indoors.
Hiding from the sun.
Yep. Didn't even open the blinds today.
Jesus Christ, man, how did you live your life, really?
as a recluse, you know this.
I'll send supplies around in the next week or so, mate.
Okay, that'd be nice. Last time you bought supplies, it was Japanese Grape Fanta, so, and Swedish fish. That turned out to be the mini version that delightfully surprised me.
How was that Grape Fanta anyway?
Delightful. That looks me some purple drink.
I did well then.
He was much appreciated, mate. Thank you.
Not a problem. Do you want to talk about some wrestling or just be nice to each other for the next hour? Because I'm pretty sure people won't listen if we're just nice to each other for an hour. Pretty sure I'll zone out in a conversation as well.
Yeah. You know the phrase, if you've not got anything nice to say, you don't say anything at all. It should be an hour of silence, mate.
Yeah,
a lot of time for us. Jesus. I'm trying to work out kind of what I've sort of actually watched at the moment. Obviously, with things being a little bit all over the place, there's wrestling almost on every day now. We were talking off air beforehand how we just don't watch Raw because it's bollocks.
Yeah, until now you start investing time in it, I'm not going to invest time in it.
Yeah, I don't care what's going on with it. I say this despite the fact that WrestleMania Backlash is probably in about a week's time. So we will have to pretend we've watched the show to make some predictions here.
I mean, you know, I've got my title to try and retain, so...
You have indeed. So season 4 commences. There's not a lot of pre-season that goes into it. You know, it's straight in. You don't get time to go on your holidays.
It's no European Super League, is it?
How dare you? In fairness, we're fans of neither of those scab teams, so it's burnable.
To be honest, I was quite looking forward to a season when I wasn't in the Premiership because I looked in the potential teams and I was like, this could actually be a really close season for everyone involved.
Actually, thinking about it, maybe we should have joined the Super League because we ain't going to be the Premiership neither.
Yeah, you can join Rangers and Celtic.
I mean, let's do it.
That'll pull in the viewers.
Oh, Christ. And so, obviously, Tuesdays now is NXT.
Yep.
Have we both watched that? I know I have. Have you actually managed to watch it?
Yeah, I've watched it. I know it got decent reviews on the internet. I thought it was fairly middle of the road, to be honest.
Yeah, they still haven't really picked up where they tried to lead off, I think.
Yeah. Can we talk about the opening segment of NXT?
Sure.
That was the Kyle O'Reilly promo.
Wacky.
Yeah, all I'm going to say is, and I don't know whether this is a hot take, knock off Orange Cassidy. Mate, put them side by side. Like, Kyle O'Reilly looked like the Orange Cassidy you could have at home instead of just buying Orange Cassidy at a shop. I was like, and also his promo was different? I'm going to go with different. From the look on your face, it's coming across as dog shit.
Not dog shit, just a bit pointless. I still... They led up to the Mania weekend, Standard Deliver, there you go, trying to remember what the hell they called it. They led up to Standard Deliver, and I thought they did deliver You know, it was a great couple of days. Everything that had the payoff had the payoff. Like, everything ended. And they just, they haven't started anything else yet. And I don't get where you put Kyle O'Reilly. He's not really like a big baby face that much. No. I mean, he is. He should be. But he's not. And I don't in any way believe he's going to beat Karrion Kross. So unless he's going after the North American title, what is the point?
To be honest as well, just let him wrestle. That will get him over. Let him do the guitar shtick on his entrance.
Oh, I mean, never lose that.
Make a couple of, like, sarky comments. But, you know, do not cut a 10-minute promo. Not for me.
It was just...
I mean, Cameron Grimes saved it, to be brutally honest.
Cameron Grimes is that same sort of wacky, but it's bonkers, and I've said it on the show many times, is that lad just carries that character. It's really good. I can't fault that.
Also, as well, Ted DiBiase admitted in an interview that he will be making an NXT appearance.
I mean, he has to. He has to.
I mean, the fact
they went back to him and he had DiBiase! He was like, oh, yes, this is glorious. So I can't wait till he's on.
So I hope there's some skits when they go shopping. When they're trying to outdo each other with
speedboats and shit. Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah. I don't want to see DiBiase wrestle a match. Just put him in a shitload of segments.
I'm hoping DiBiase doesn't want to be in any matches. Hopefully Regal has a word with him and goes, nah, you're all right, Flower. Not today.
Yeah. Just in case Ric Flair gets any ideas.
Oh, God. Jeez. Yeah, so it's strange. And the only other... Well,
I can think of one more thing.
I've got a couple of other points. I was going to say one, but I actually have a couple. One thing that still annoys me from San Deliver and kind of how they've moved things since then is that I honestly don't understand why Grizzled Young Veterans aren't champs. I don't understand it. I really don't. And I love the Rascals. You know I love the Rascals. Shows we've been there and we've marked the fuck out and Rascals have been on.
The Marijuana Smoke Kings, which I believe MSK stands for.
God bless them. God bless them.
now being a six-man tag with Riddle at some point.
Yeah.
And RVD will be manager, obviously.
I'll watch it.
No, you won't. It'll be on Raw.
Yeah, it will be. I'll read about it. Zach Gibson is fucking money. It just every match they have, I don't know. I don't understand why they haven't gone over.
A little eye poke. Delightful.
Everything they're doing right now, they should have pulled that trigger. They should be champs. I don't know if they're just fearful they've got too many heel champs. I don't know, but...
I think they can squeeze a bit more heat out of it before they put the belt on them.
No, fine.
That's what I think, anyway.
But either way, they're soon to be recognised.
And also, I've got two more points from NXT. One of which I don't really like.
Okay.
And this is the whole Imperium teasing Killian Dane joining. And I was like, no, it's Thatcher or no one.
Yeah. I don't mind Imperium right now. But the fact I know Thatcher is there, then it means I want Thatcher. Happy with him.
I hope that's the swerve, to be honest. Like, Dane goes to join and Thatcher just comes out and goes, no.
Nah, son. None of this shit. Slave about. Believable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other bit was Kushida's completely new look. I know he had like new ring gear last week.
Yeah, I know.
But he's also lost the wrestling boots and have.
Yep, he's no longer Marty McFly, and he doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, which to be honest, I can't think of another gimmick where they've had shoes and then lost them.
Well, I mean, Riddle sort of has shoes and loses them every match. But
yeah.
I get it.
That's because the birds fly out of them, mate. Can't contain them.
Well, they're flying out from somewhere here.
Because normally it's like, they start off barefoot, Rusev, break their ankle, end up in shoes.
I feel like you've kind of spoiled a discussion for later on, because we may or may not discuss a barefooted Rusev.
True that.
I think final point probably on NXT, the debut of Saray up against Zoe Stark.
I'm bored of Zoe Stark. That I feel like she's been forced down my throat, to be honest. And this isn't how NXT normally booked people, so it's weird.
I know.
It's a jarring experience.
I feel her... I'm probably not quite as strong as you, but for me, the probably other equivalent is LA Knight.
Oh, no, they're really pushing him home.
And I don't get him yet. So, yeah, still not sold on it.
Basically, he's good on the mic and slightly above average in the ring.
That's not enough for me.
But no, better heels in NXT, you are right.
Yes. Exactly. Do you want me to give you a little update on NXT UK?
Yeah, because I forgot it existed for the past 2 weeks, to be honest.
I did nearly miss last week, but I kind of watched it late. But I did watch this current week this morning. So,
right. Yeah,
I am today. What really made me laugh, and I don't know how well this reference is really going to land. I don't know how far reaching this might be. But what really made me laugh during the production was Joe Coffey and Rampage Brown having a little backstage segment in the hallway. It's at the BT studios, so obviously they've got, I assume, people that work for BT and things, just, you know, up on the walls. No, like up on the walls, like pictures of them and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know how, like, you know, you've got the WrestleMania signs and everybody that's been on NXT right? No, obviously, because it's the BT studio, it's got those guys. So just a big portrait of Chris Hollins, which made me laugh.
Jesus Christ.
So of all the people that randomly appeared on NXT UK, just there. That it made me laugh after having this serious little conversation, and there's just Chris Holland's big face. It was nice.
I've got a question about NXT UK, Andrew.
Go for it.
Did Trent Seven slap Shia Samuels?
Shia Samuels! You've got to shout his name, because apparently that's what he does.
I don't intend on shouting his name ever, to be honest.
He's a prick. yeah, he did, yeah. So that culminated in the reforming of Mustache Mountain for their BT Studios debut up against Shia Samuels and the Supernova Noamda.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because they're best friends.
Did Trent, Wainwright and then Tyler?
You know what? I don't know if they mentioned it or not, because they're probably just the combined weight. I don't think they specified. I want him to come out like lighter than air now. So he used to be coming in at hench. Now I want him to be lighter than air.
I want him to come whining as lean.
Ooh, lean would be good. Yeah. yeah, not a lot really happened.
Cool. Do you want to move on to A-Dub?
We can, yeah. From what I read, some good things. So I checked out some highlights and stuff. I thought it was all right. TNT Championship. I think Darby Allin smashing it against Dill. Jungle Boy smashing it.
My
two good superstars there.
Yeah, my stream cut off during the main event, so I watched in the end of it.
Hey. I won't tell you if there is a new champ or not.
It come back on at the end bit.
Yeah.
So I know literally how the show ended.
But not how it ended.
It was just a solid 6 minutes where I'm like, I bet this was a good match.
Amazing.
But, the Inner Circle promo That was some good shit.
No, I didn't like it.
Even better shit, which I thought was the pinnacle sit down interview with JR. Mainly because MJF debuted his new scarf, which was silk, which Tully brought him.
Oh, and awesome.
And you see JR have a little rub in the scarf to check the material. And he was like, yeah, yeah, it's genuine. I was like, cheers from this massive overtouch.
Jesus. What's JR going to be doing next week? Like valuing diamonds or something?
Oh, I hope so.
Just getting that little magnifying glass out there. Yeah, Taz, yeah. These are pretty good.
You did also have a bit of a Taz and commentary throughout the show as well.
Oh, yeah, because Ricky Starks has a match, doesn't he?
Yeah. Against Hangman Page. Fucking banger of a match that was.
Yes.
To open the show.
Indeed. And then, as we were kind of talking off air, a nice sort of showcase for Ty Conte as well, going up against Kadoshida.
Yeah. It's time for Shida to lose a belt, I think, because she's had it almost a year now, which is crazy. But also, I don't think there's Britt Baker and that's it.
The only other one would have been Chris Statlander, but she's lost too much time. If she hadn't got injured, she's probably the only one who would be up there for it.
Well, technically, there's Thunder Rosa as well, but she's not actually signed to AEW.
Yeah. No,
so,
I think Britt Baker's the natural next champ.
I think it's Double or Nothing next month.
It is. It's mid-May.
I think your 100% predictions of AEW will be on the line.
Britt Baker came out at the end of the match and
changed the rankings.
She's number one contender. So,
which is pretty sweet.
It's quite nice. So, no, that's 100%, I think, that's where they're going to go. And not mad about it. At least they're trying to book something with that women's division, finally.
And it looks like you're probably going to get Moxley and Eddie Kingston maybe go after the tag belts, which, to be honest, I'm all for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because I don't know if you saw in the segment, but the Elite had their own trailer.
I don't think I've seen it.
And basically... Eddie Kingston and John Moxley just drove into the side of it.
As you do.
And then Eddie Kingston stole some trainers from inside the air trail.
Probably weren't even fitting.
And Moxley was just like, will you stop stealing trainers?
What a delightful pair.
Yeah,
some people like to set things on fire. Just kleptomaniac is old Eddie Kingston.
You know, you can cut a promo on anything and you'll believe it.
But I would go along with anything that man says. That makes him scared.
Yeah. One of my favourite people to see live, but I'm fucking terrified of him.
Not if you're sat in... Actually, not if you're not sat in the audience. I was going to say, if you're like you're not sat in the first couple of rows. Just if you're all sat there, I'm nervous.
Do you remember when he cut a promo on Dan Malone and his mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that just popped into my head. I was like, that was some weird shit. That was.
Was that when Dan had to come back out and he was already pissing blood?
Yeah,
from the back of his neck or something.
Yeah, yeah. When he ripped the plaster off and blood was just shooting everywhere. Yeah. Good times, good shit.
Yeah.
But probably a UK indie promotion that won't be coming back now.
Probably not.
Because Attack's not coming back either.
Really?
Yeah, Pete Dunne's folded it this week.
Oh, okay. That's a shame.
So there's one promotion we won't be able to get to, unfortunately. Even though we eyed it up many times. Many, many times.
We did. Well, on that wonderfully sour note, Lee, what's normally a breezy segment for us, shall we introduce our new storyline? We're going to transport people back to 2014 and the birth of NXT TakeOvers.
Yeah, which it's such a start on the birth of it, it's not even called TakeOver.
It's not, no. It's still just called NXT Arrival. Have arrived.
Just on a side note, NXT was on Thursdays then?
It was, because I used to watch it on a Friday morning.
They've been pushing the narrative for ages that they started on a Wednesday. So it was harsh on AEW joining on a Wednesday. It wasn't until I watched it back this week. I was like, hold on, you started on a Thursday?
They might not have started on Thursday. They were on Thursdays at that time.
No. That would have been their starting time, though.
Either way, it's 2014.
I'm stalling to get my notes.
It's NXT Arrival. Starts... To be honest, I was shocked that the show is just under 2 hours. When all I could think of was there were three matches. I could literally only remember three matches that were going to be on this card. Yeah, how are they filling the time here to get to 2 hours? I thought this was going to be about barely an hour and a half of watching. It's like 2 hours. So yeah. I didn't really kind of know where they were going. It starts hot though, as you get a Trips intro.
Yeah.
Genuinely love has a Trips goosebumps. Intro. Goosebumps, mate. Honest. I'm sitting going, oh, this takes me back. So good. Just have him shout, are you ready? I'm like, oh. Yes, I am, Mr. Lesk. So that's pretty cool. On commentary, we have TV's Tom Phillips.
Who was maybe about 12 at the time of recording.
Yeah, I don't know about 2014. He was 14. He didn't look right.
Was he wearing his dad's suit? Was he wearing Regal's suit?
Yeah. Regal gave him a loner. Thank God he didn't wear Byron's suit. This is Byron and William Regal. What was really, actually, to go back to that, is it off-putting for Tom Phillips to go, oh, how do you think that, what do you think about that match, William? Like, I don't know what it was. It just did not sound right.
Tell you what put me off from this bit. They called Byron the NXT Insider. Like, they were trying to give him some credibility, which 7 years later he definitely doesn't have. Because he's a commentator and they all bag on.
Except for me. I've got a little soft spot for our Byron, because he's an OG, you know.
So it's more a hard spot, I think, mate.
Nah.
Tell you what I did miss. Do you know any opening intro to NXT?
Yep.
Where, one, great song.
Yep.
And because I've not heard it for about 2 years now, I was like, this is some good shit. But also, it used to put the names on the wrestlers. Because they had a roster of like 16 people.
So they needed people to know the names.
Yeah. So they just used to introduce everyone in the opening credits.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
If they did that now, it'd be longer than the actual show.
Here's a list of the people in the Performance Center. No! Don't skip intro. What I didn't remember, though, is JBL was GM.
Oh, it was a very short-lived thing.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, he was literally slightly getting ahead of myself. But do you remember when Paige drops a belt and she just drops it? It's JBL and that tells her in the back that she's got to relinquish the belt.
Oh.
And then that is the last NXT GM moment he's got.
Okay, cool.
And then after that, I'm pretty sure it was just Regal until now.
Well, in fairness to you, you might not be getting that far ahead because this is just before WrestleMania 30. Obviously, Paige is just, well, spoiler alert, is probably going to be champ by the end of the show still.
Yeah.
So does she not turn up on the Raw after that Mania?
Because she
doesn't have her for a whole year, does she?
To be honest, yeah, I think you're correct. I think it's...
So in about a week's time.
Yeah.
About 3 weeks' time, probably.
Because this NXT Arrival was 2-3 weeks before WrestleMania.
It was the first show on the network. Simply because
I needed to test the network. And because if you remember as well, like, we had trouble watching it back in the day, because the first 15 minutes of it was actually in the last 15 minutes of that week's Raw. So we had to fast forward like 15 minutes going, shit, how the fuck are we going to watch this? Thinking it's just going to cut off.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, okay, and this is it.
Yeah. We didn't really understand how it worked.
Yeah, because in fairness, the WWE network wasn't even a thing in the UK then. It was only because I got it through a VPN that we was able to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I just didn't remember JBL at all. Obviously, you've got Brandi Rhodes doing the ring announcements.
What's her name? Eden Styles?
It was definitely Eden. I'm not sure about the Styles.
Yeah, I can definitely remember it being Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wasn't sure on her last name. Because it wasn't Rhodes.
No. obviously not. Okay, so we get finally into the first match. Because to be honest, this is probably about a good 10 minutes in, was the about and everything. As well, so 10 minutes in, you get to your first match, which is Sami Zayn versus Cesaro. As he will be known from now on.
Tony Cesaro.
Swiss Tony. So the 2 out of 3 falls match has already happened.
Yeah, I thought that was on a takeover. I actually
100%. I thought this was tonight was going to be. Oh yes, I'm getting the 2 out of 3 falls match. It happened like fucking August.
Yeah,
it happened nearly 6 months ago. It's crazy.
I think it was a 2 out of 3 falls match that got me watching NXT, you know, because you were like, you've really got to see it.
Yeah, probably was. Because that was in the days when a random superstar from Raw or SmackDown would come down.
Yeah.
Just to spar with somebody on NXT.
Yeah. I mean, Cesaro had already been US champ at this point.
Yes, because he's part of the Real Americans.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Wiener People shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I swear, he went to NXT originally with your favourite diva, Oksana.
Oh, Oksana.
And then that duo flopped, so he pretty much was just much on NXT like full-time at the start of it.
Yeah, he was.
It's, you know, great shit. I think there's no surprise here when I'm saying this was probably match of the night. Definitely was in my book anyway.
Yeah. Which, to be honest, isn't always great when it's the first match on.
Yeah.
As we'll probably get to as we go through, but yeah.
I mean, it started off hot, like white hot, essentially.
It was great. The fact that you've got... Oh, God, I'm trying to... Try to make sense of my notes here. That'd be cool.
Is it just you talking gibberish throughout it because you're getting so excited?
Yeah, pretty much. I like that on commentary, Regal goes, I wrestled Cesaro in an NXT ring a couple of weeks ago. I go, whoa, hold the phone. I feel like I need to go back, find that episode. I want to watch that again. I forgot that Riggs was still wrestling.
I think that was Regal's retirement match.
Not a bad way to go.
Yeah, I imagine it was solid.
Stiff for sure. Regal also says, that's a very good point to Byron Saxton. Hasn't happened again in the next 7 years. Has anyone ever said that on commentary to Byron Saxton?
No. Or if he has made a good point, it's been muttered off camera.
Oh, it's not been allowed on screen. Whatever he says, it's, oh, shut up, Byron. It's well, off camera, go in the back. Mate. The insights you've had tonight, incredible. Yeah. Like, you're some sort of savant, and I don't know, how do you think of these things? Apparently, someone says you're, you know.
Apparently, it's why Samoa Joe got sacked, because he praised him on air, And Vince was like, nah, I'm not having this. You're fired.
That's too soon, mate. It's too soon.
Oh, well.
I can't joke about Joe going yet.
You could get your belongings delivered to you in a bin bag.
Oh, Jesus. What an arsehole.
Yeah. He's been sacked as well.
I saw. I also didn't realise, to be fair, that the swing was already a thing.
Yeah, it shocked me.
I forget, because it's 7 years ago. It doesn't feel like the swing has been around for that long. Like, to be honest,
Cesaro's whole wrestling gimmick hasn't changed.
Not really.
No. Like, he's
pound for pound, the strongest man.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
All he's done is just literally shaved his head in the 7 years. That's all he's done.
Well, lost it and then shaved it.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Speak for yourself. And I totally lost all of my points because that Haluva kick happened. I went three, kicked out, and I went, shit, this match is incredible.
I've just got it down as this was very much indie booking.
Yeah. It went 20 minutes as well.
22 minutes.
Like, incredible shit. I swear the Haluva kick was probably about 15 minutes or so in. So has to be it. This is goal three. Holy shit, they're still going this?
No, Teague's in the finish for about 9 minutes, I swear.
It was great, yeah.
And the finish too was absolutely fucking brutal.
Really was.
Just killed him. I was like, that's three for me.
Honestly, Cesaro deserves every push that he gets. And he never really got all of his pushes throughout the next 7 years.
No, but not
honest
all.
To God, like, every time he steps in ring and does shit like that,
like,
I'm in. Sold.
If NXT was a bit more over at the time, so like he was actually just a set member in the roster, you'd put the belt on him, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You literally just go, there's a belt, go run with it.
To be honest, I would love to see him do it now.
Yeah.
But NXT's kind of a different beast now. He probably doesn't need that veteran status to go down there and do it.
It's a completely different animal now.
But otherwise, I'd love to see him down there and do it.
In terms of like production, the storytelling, completely different. Just giving you an overview in this show. It's somewhere between NXT now, as in how we see it now, and like a Fight Club Pro Progress sort of show. It's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And it kind of leans more towards the indie side of it than more.
Oh, NXT certainly now. At the moment. Yeah. Well, it's because it still feels like everybody's trying to hand a production. So it's all. Like Full Sail University is somewhere where people go to get into TV and that sort of media production and stuff, don't they? So it kind of feels as though they let the students have a go and kind of do stuff. That's what I've always felt Full Sail was kind of like.
I think they even showed me like the head teacher sort of thing in the crowd, didn't they?
No, because after the match has happened, it's the Full Sail president, Gary Jones.
There you go, and that's what I was thinking.
Gary with two R's. And Teresa Jacobs, the mayor of Orange County. There you go.
No relation to Glenn Jacobs.
No.
Mayor of Knox County.
No, he's not. Actually, I don't know. Could be. You could be. Imagine that, if that was the real Lady Kane. We never knew. Shit.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I would much rather talk about this for another 5 minutes.
But rather than Mojo Rawley hype video, because Lee, I'm not hyped, sir.
And I just literally went, this isn't for me. And then audibly groaned when it was CJ Parker versus Mojo.
Mate, so we've gone from the opening match to this bollocks. Because again, I totally thought this was CJ Parker versus KO. But I was like, no, that's much later because Sammy's nearer to getting the title and stuff, obviously.
Like 2 years later, maybe? So,
yeah. But that's crazy. I don't remember CJ Parker being in for that long. I thought we fucked him up.
No.
But
to be honest,
I've now got
a newfound respect for her, CJ Parker. Going back and just watching it, he bumps like a fucking boss. He made Mojo look half decent, and he's green as shit.
Yeah. Mojo is probably the guy who's forced himself into getting an opportunity just because he's always out in front. And having watched Breaking Ground and stuff, you know, like, fair play to him. He knows what he is. He's going to try and get himself out there. It did work. At least that gimmick was there. At least he knew what he wanted. It's just,
yeah. I mean, like, it couldn't work no longer than like 5 minutes.
No. He's gonna get gashed. You've got to book a match around his strengths. You can't have him doing a 20-minute Mac classic against Cesaro. That's just not gonna happen. For what it was it worked. You know, it was a squash match that you needed. What I cared more about was Regal's hatred of CJ Parker, and he goes, he couldn't care less if there's only 1,000 panda bears. I've managed these 45 years without seeing one. Yeah, he's done all right. He's never seen a panda in 45 years, and he's doing all right. And that just made me laugh. The fact that Regal thought of that probably on the spot to go, doesn't give a shit that there's only 1,000 pandas left.
It's probably when they took him off commentary afterwards. That must have been a slight dig in the WWF.
Yes, definitely. Hates pandas and praises Byron Saxton. Yeah, he ain't going to last, is he? Then we had a backstage segment of seeing Emma do her warm-ups, which made me audibly laugh. Don't know why. You weren't supposed to. But it was just one leg up on the box stretch, and then just jarring her arms out, get ready to dance. Emma was some good shit, man.
It didn't make me laugh because I didn't even make any notes on it because it was a nothing segment for me.
How dare you?
But then there was a promo package for Emma, and I was like, I forgot how good this gimmick was.
That's what I'm saying, man.
The music slaps.
I'm missing so much in NXT.
The dancing was over as fuck.
Yeah, man.
I completely forgot about the whole dancing thing.
Not me, mate. I knew what I was in for. Noobs, trip down memory lane. Lovely nostalgia for me.
Nostalgia, man. Can't believe we're doing this. NXT feels like yesterday to me in some parts.
7 years ago, nostalgia, for fuck's sake. Isn't it? Moving on to probably the greatest tag team that NXT has ever seen.
Too cool, yeah? Too cool?
Go fuck yourself. That would be Rick Victor and Connor the Crusher. If only, man.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
It wasn't that over.
the Ascension. And first of all, I was going, fucking hell, champs out first. God, they're doing the Ascension dirty already. Then I realised that it's because they didn't actually have an opponent. So fair enough, they're letting them risk the opponent come out afterwards. Makes sense.
And also, the WWE Network didn't spoil it. Because on the ticker bar, it was Ascension versus ? And normally they spoil it with the little
the
little picture. Yeah. They did it on this occasion. I was like, fair play to you.
Wow. NXT doing it right. That entrance still bangs as well, by the way.
Yeah. I was like, no, really cool. No, maybe too cool for NXT. But then, as soon as I saw it was too cool, I'm not going to lie, I skipped in the next match.
I watched it like a twat.
I roughly saw how long it was, went, this is a job match. Fine. I'm going to move on to the next match, which was, you know, actual wrestling.
Yeah. Tom Phillips mentions the Legion of Doom. And that's kind of when I went, yeah, that's the problem when they made it to the main roster.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted them to be. And it's like, I think the Ascension are possibly the biggest waste of talent that the
I would say second.
I haven't watched enough to kind of remember who would be going up as next.
Well, one of the first ones in the main event, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a fair shout.
But, and it's probably not the one you're thinking of as well.
Because it's just all the things that we're doing in NXT, and we're getting over, they were booking them as just destroying people. It was working, everybody bought into it. And then on the main roster, just like...
Yeah. If they carried on doing that same shit on the main roster, it would have got over.
It really would have, man.
And then they could have alluded to them being like the Legion of Doom instead of just outright saying it. And you're like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's a bullshit. The crowd, surprisingly, was in no way into it. They didn't care about this match at all. Fucking hated this match.
Noah overhyped it or anything because, you know, Mojo just won.
True. It was probably also the fact that the average crowd of this next generation probably didn't really care about Grandmaster the Sexy and Scott Too High.
It was a weird comeback.
It really fucking was.
I mean, I love it when NXT do surprises. And to be honest, that was probably decent at the time. Because, you know, it was basically an indie show. They're not going to go...
Well, yeah.
Like, I made your tag team to put them over on them.
All I could think, though, was when he's heading out for the worm. You remember when we were playing whatever wrestling game it was at Emma Gyms?
Yeah, yeah.
And Matt's trying to hit the fucking worm. We let him count it all out, get there, and then one of us just stomp him every time. Nah, you're not in that dickhead. Never allowed to hit your finishers, son. Oh, good shit. Then we moved on to a Paige hype video.
Yeah.
Good shit. Showing Rick and Charlotte in the front row. Back in the days where we kind of liked Charlotte.
Fresh face. And how old did Rick look?
Ageless. He went from... Well, actually, I don't even know if he ever looks about 20. He's basically looked about 40 to 55 to then 60 for about the past 30 years, I'd say.
Good old Ric Flair. He made mainstream news for something the other day. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, man. That's never a good thing.
He was at some sporting event or something, and it made news.
Great.
Literally can't remember what it was.
Then Steph comes out because she's going to show off the belt. I like that she's still a dirtbag because they cut away from her getting into the ring. So she obviously got into the ring in probably. Not the most graceful of ways, perhaps, shall we say.
Most ladylike of ways.
Yeah, we've all seen how she sits on a desk, Lou. Like, you know, no human being has ever naturally sat on a desk like that. And then the crowd like, oh, you've still got it. Going, jeez, dirtbag. You dirtbag. You know what you were doing.
And she was like, I never lost
it. Yeah, dirtbag.
In fairness, I have to agree with her as well.
A promos, to be honest, have kind of got better from 2002. Oh, but then she's still the nasty shit. It feels like, no, here's a belt. Go for it, ladies. Yay. Cool, Steph. Let's do it.
To be honest, it's part of a charm, mate.
Oh, mate. I having watched that entire year, I've got newfound respect for Steph because they put her in some shit, man.
And also... If you want to see Steph in some great talking segments, you need to watch her WWE's what's it called, like Hidden Past Treasures.
Oh, okay.
I can send you a link to it. There's some funny ass shit in there. It's not as bad as Total Divas at all, but there's a lot of Foley in this episode because it's all around like the three faces of Foley.
Okay, that sounds pretty fun.
It's just him interacting with. I'm just going to say how it is. Marks.
Cool.
And trying to buy back his own stuff.
And they're like, oh, we've been funny, it's really cool. And then at the end, they're going, no, it's mine, fuck off. Oh, okay. I don't know, I might watch that.
Yeah, some good shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Quick question about this match, Andrew.
Yes.
Who's heel and face?
Oh, the classic question. The classic question.
Could not figure it out for the life of me.
You know what? I didn't question that while I was watching it. Because
the Emma package beforehand was heel.
Okay.
It had heel vibes, definitely. Because there's the Emolution sort of thing.
Sure.
Where she was essentially acting like a bit of a cunt.
I honestly forgot how cool she was at the time, just having fun with Shane, dropping in on other shows, the Emolution stuff.
Yeah.
And people like me were going, like she's from NXT. No one else would know who the fuck she was, but like we would. But those were the days, man, when NXT was kind of underground. I like that shit.
And then Paige was definitely heel at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, as the outsider. Yeah.
The funniest moment of the night happened in the in Emma's walkout in this match,
where Regal just gets up
and dances.
Yeah,
Phillips kind of tells her to sit down. He's like, "Nah, you can fuck off. I'm dancing."
Trying to tell your drunk uncle to sit down at a wedding, but your drunk uncle's William Regal, and you look 14. Thompson, sit down. The Emma sign is still class. You know, that one they made where the limbs move and stuff, so she dances.
Yeah.
Still love that. Paige's entrance still bangs. Like, that's still great.
Yeah. To be honest, watching this match made me miss Paige as a wrestler.
Yes. Yes. A more innocent time.
There's definitely, like, if she could still work now, there's definitely a place for her on the main roster, definitely.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
And I've got a bold statement about this match, Andrew.
Okay.
But if you've got any notes to make about it beforehand, please say them now.
Okay.
Because I just put my phone down and ended up watching it, to be honest. So no real notes.
Okay. I laughed when I made a joke to myself, naturally.
Standard.
A page just screaming, Asuka. And I was thinking, no, she hasn't made it to NXT yet. You know, the standard joke. Yeah, I think I'm going to entertain myself.
Wowzers!
It was a kind of Fast and Furious start. It was a little bit sloppy at times during the match, but it was all right. Still enjoy the Emma sandwich. Just the bonkers nature of just everything Emma did. The character was just mad. Absolutely mad.
Do you know what I was saying earlier in that we kind of shocked the Ascension didn't get over? I'm more shocked that Emma's kookiness didn't really get over in that first run. Because I would have thought Vince would have eaten that shit up.
Yeah, in sort of the way that Fandango obviously managed to finally get himself over.
Yeah, it's like that sort of...
With his music reaching the Billboard top 10 or some weird shit or whatever it was.
He reached number 15 in the UK, mate.
It's just insanity. I really enjoyed the debut of Paige's new finish, the submission. So that was different. Yep. She's already hit the page turner, and Emma, I believe, was the first person to kick out of it. I think that's what they went with.
You know, the page turner got given to Nia Jax.
Really?
Yeah. I think she used it a couple of weeks, injured someone, and then it's not been used since.
Standard. So like that was kind of how they built into the story to say that she got this new submission, and I looked at it and went, shit, yeah, I forgot that. Looked pretty good, to be honest. So I kind of like that. And then finally, I'm going to go back to another Regal moment where he goes, I've been married 17 times. Why couldn't I find a woman like this? Sorry, Regal, you fucking did it again.
And that's why he's off commentary for him.
They're my bastards.
I had to find the most. I had to find a more suitable role where he could be edited in backstage.
Exactly. No, we're not letting you do one take. Yeah. With a live mic. No. So what was your take, mate? So that was all I had.
Probably in the best women's match ever under the WWE banner up until that point.
I was up to a point.
So obviously it gets surpassed, but up until that point, it was the first women's match I can remember actually them taking it seriously.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you go back to our 2002 story arc, which you can listen to on YouTube and other podcasts.
Okay, indeed. And also, when Steph came out and stuff, and still during commentary, they are still using the diva term at this point as well.
They're kind of flirting with both at the time, aren't they? Because,
mm-hmm.
It was the NXT Women's Championship, but they kept referring to them as divas.
Yeah, it was the NXT Women's Championship, but it was still the divas title on the main roster.
Yeah, yeah. And they kept referring to the superstars as divas.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a weird like crossover point, isn't there, where you're like,
yeah, it was. Yeah, strange.
I thought it was a great match up until obviously it got surpassed by the Four Horsemen going forward, but that was when I really
if we eventually get to watch Bayley versus Sasha at Brooklyn,
yeah,
game on.
I mean, you've also got Natalia versus Charlotte as well at some point.
Yes.
But yes. Wasn't that some like a standard NXT?
What happened to that Evolution?
What? The 1 year later?
Yeah, you know, not the all female pay-per-view, the Evolution.
I can't remember. Yeah. To be honest, I do want to go back and watch those.
Yeah, we will do. We will. Anyway, I feel like we're progressing a little bit. So, Paige retains. No issues there. Good shit. Everyone's happy. Then we move on to Xavier Woods shows up. What you got in between?
We've got a Neville video package.
Oh, okay. In fairness, I made notes about that later. So, we'll come back to that in a bit.
Fair enough.
I will laugh at that shortly.
But yeah, then there was Woods
with Broder's Players music.
Yep,
because I assume he's already won that.
The Funkadactyls music.
Yeah, what a bullshit that was at the time. Versus Tyler Breeze with his original generic music, which is a load of dog shit.
Yeah.
God, can't wait till Breeze gets over.
My one little note about this is it's a battle in the GMs before it was a thing.
Indeed. Battle of the best friends. I've been dancing since before you were born, Flower. So that's right. Regal's up again. They don't show him on screen this time, but he's up again dancing to the Funky Daxel song. Can't keep him out of the action, I'll read. And then before that match is about to get started, a young man called Alexander Rusev shows up. Once that music dropped, I marked out. So I'm like, yes! Hope he's got his 2x4. Tyler Breeze's name, I was going to smash it. If he doesn't, obviously Lana comes out first. It was good shit, man. I miss Rusev down in NXT. He was just breaking shit, hitting people around.
He had quite long hair as well, didn't he?
Yeah. And it kind of worked with Lana being there and being his manager at the time. That whole gimmick did work then.
Yeah, but when she was definitely Russian at that point.
Yes, exactly.
And not Naomi's background dancer that she is now.
We're not talking about that shit. Good vibes down here. Though. Rusev comes out, destroys him. Nice sort of segment. Puts him on the map for people who haven't seen him, I suppose. So with it being a takeover, they're trying to get more people to watch. So good shit, liked it. Meant nothing, but it was a nice little cooler period before your main event. And that main event was between Newcastle's favourite son, although I'm sure Sir Bobby will have something to say about that.
Yeah, say his second favourite.
Yeah. The Jumping Geordie. And if you're not too sure, a Geordie is a person from Newcastle, as Mr. William Regal told me. And also the man that gravity forgot, Adrian Neville. That's why I saved the notes of his promo till then, because it just made me laugh that that's how they introduced him. He had three different nicknames. I've never heard him called the Jumping Geordie in my life.
I mean, the video package was quite good, but it was so like generic babyface. He's definitely no bastard in this, put it that way.
Dude, what I'm on us is how much I would love to have seen Neville versus Ricochet in NXT.
Oh, I think it would have been fire.
If their paths could have crossed in any way, and with Neville being maybe a little bit more of the bastard character.
Yeah.
My God, that match would have banged.
Because on that ladder match, essentially was, I felt a bit sorry for Bo Dallas in this scenario. It was a match so Neville could jump off shit.
Pretty much.
Really showcase he can jump off shit.
Yes. Yeah. You said how he was the babyface, though. I like that they changed it up. And Neville was in black, Bo Dallas was in white.
Yeah.
I thought was kind of cool.
But yeah, Bo Dallas is probably the one after watching his hype videos and him cutting little promos. He was a fucking great heel.
Why
couldn't I do something on the main roster with Nat?
Because you know how much I hated Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
And every week you would go, yeah, but that's the point. I'm like, no, Lee, I just think he's shit. Like, no, but that's the point. He wants you there. No! Oh, I didn't understand the nuances of character building. And every time you'd be like, yeah, but that's a point. And I just never got it.
How did you feel watching it back last night when you watched it or the night before?
I mean, fair play to him. He built up that so well. I forgot how much the crowd really were against him. I thought that was great how he built that up.
Which, for an NXT crowd, to get someone against you in an NXT full sale crowd, where essentially it's the smarkiest and the smarks.
Everybody's your friend.
Yeah.
You can meet these people afterwards. It's kayfabe breaking as fuck, I have to assume.
Yeah. So, for him to be a heel heat magnet.
Yes.
He's doing some good shit there.
Yeah.
So, didn't they maybe call him up too early? Because you got to think he was, 21 at the time, I think?
Yeah, and I feel like he was one of the first people to get called up.
Yeah. I mean,
they weren't really calling people up.
And they kind of made a big deal out of it for like the first couple of weeks. Where he essentially had the same gimmick.
Yeah.
And then they just jobbed him out. And he's like...
Vince got bored.
Yeah, Vince got bored.
And as we will see quite often, probably. I feel that we forgot one big part of this match that wasn't actually part of the match.
What, Shawn Michael?
Yeah. How did we forget that Shawn had shown up and fucking bounced for about 20 minutes?
Yeah. Why did he get? Why did he go on so long?
Oh, I don't know, man. I love that. I think he was pretty popping for himself as well. That was what was great.
I think he even alluded to how he was just now like vamping for time.
Yeah, but you can imagine that Trips is in the back going, "What is this fucking idiot doing?" Like, Shawn, get on with it. Then Shawn forgetting what he's doing there. He's going, "Oh, never say never to another match, eh, Shawn." Retirement too much. I'm coming back. Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
I think you should have stuck to your words, mate.
That made me cringe, to be honest, because I went, fucking Saudi.
Oh, no. Oh, that made me laugh. And there he is, flogging his own bloody DVD. Jesus Christ. Stop getting yourself over, Sean. You're not here for this shit. You're here to send us a ladder match. You come back 7 years later. All you did is you walked out, you brought a ladder with you, and went, lads, you didn't even say a word Everyone went, holy shit, we get a ladder match for his Cruiserweight title. 7 years ago? No, no. He talks for 15 minutes.
Do you reckon Tripp showed in this promo and he went, don't do that.
Don't do this again.
And then he just went, fine, fucking hell. I'm just going to slap
your leg. Yeah. Fucking idiot. That red arrow onto the ladder must have sucked, by the way.
Yeah.
Just no thank you am I taking that. No.
Why would you want to do that?
Neither man can come off well from that.
No.
Horrible. But good ladder match. It was a good way to bookend the show. You had the opening match, which, yeah, arguably back to the night.
Yeah.
And then obviously to finish off with the ladder match, which had the payoff of the new champion and everything. Great show. That's kind of how you want to do it, bookending that. I liked that at the end, there was a woman who was stood behind John Cena, of all people, who was looking salty as fuck. I don't know if you noticed, Dylan. She's wearing a bow leave t-shirt, and someone even leant into her and went, yeah, you're on camera, you're never going to like say that. And she was like, no, I'm going to be salty. That made me smile.
I didn't notice that, to be fair. I was just like, ha, John Cena's in there full time.
Yeah. And nobody was marking out, and that seemed weird to me. I want to make one final point on the show we give our grades. 8 out of the 10 people who wrestled on this card, Luke, are no longer with the company. 8 out of 10 of them. The only people to still be employed by WWE were in the first match of Sami Zayn and Cesaro. I don't...
Woods and Breeze?
Oh, yeah, they don't count. They didn't really wrestle.
Yeah.
Wasn't really a match, though.
All right, I'll give you that one.
CJ Parker, Mojo Rawley, Ascension. I'm not including Too Cool, neither. Emma and Paige, because you can't really include Paige.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
And obviously Newcastle's favourite son and Bo Dallas.
Yeah, I think Adrian Neville's gone on somewhere else, and you know, I think he's still wrestling.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be all right. Land on his feet somewhere, or probably on someone else.
Probably, yeah. So, Andrew, you are on the NXT mark out of the two of us, unashamedly.
Totally.
Biggest NXT mark I know.
Good.
So, first takeover.
Mm-hmm.
Please give me a grade out of 5. Remember, this will be logged.
Good, yeah. That's why I've thought long and hard about it. I'm going to give it 3. I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 because your first match is probably a 4, 4.5-star match.
Yeah.
Your main event is potentially a 4-star match. Probably like 3.5, 4 stars. And your ladies' championship is probably similar, kind of like a 3.5, 4 stars.
Yeah.
Everything else around it, kind of pointless. So. Yeah. I'm going to give it a solid 3 stars because I liked that they were pushing the right people. The right people kind of went over in matches. So it worked on that respect. Everything made sense to me, which is something that didn't always happen in 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a solid 3 out of 5 stars to begin with, mate.
I actually agree with you 100% on everything you said and the rating as well.
Okay, fair enough. That's rare. Okay.
Yep. So on the first show of this brand new story arc of Takeovers at Full Sail, we actually agree, and it's actually been quite a nice, polite conversation throughout. I'm not going to lie, Andy. It feels a bit weird.
Long may it continue, though, because that's what NXT does to us.
Can you please close this podcast?
Indeed I can, you shit back. We are Champs Outlast. You can find us on all the major podcast networks. So Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts, go give us a subscribe and a listen. You can also find us now on the YouTube. We have content on there now. Our podcasts will get uploaded to there. So again, just search at Champs Outlast. And then we are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Champs Outlast. Give us a like, follow, subscribe. Yeah, that's probably about it. We'll catch you guys next time, where we will actually be on an NXT TakeOver, as NXT takes over.
Good night all, and peace out.